Hatbox owner and artistic director Andrew Pinard leads me through the front door of his new playhouse, and boom, the 88-seat Black Box Theater is right there. No lobby, no curtains. It's like stepping out of your car and falling right into the ocean. Where's the beach, you wonder?
So when audiences come in from the street, they literally walk into the theater. There's no buffer.
Pinard says this right-there-ness works for the kind of intimate theater the Hatbox stages.
You know, in a big space, you have to be very big. Here you can really, just breathing in and holding your breath has an impact on the audience. They will hold their breath with you. It's that intimate.
I start holding my breath, because that's how I am. As Pinard describes, the new version of A Christmas Carol I'm about to see, which he's directing and which his wife Jill adapted.
She had a really wonderful idea about trying to portray Scrooge as human initially. So we open the play in a way I've never seen it open before.
With Scrooge reflecting, mostly quietly, on his own mortality as against that of his old business partner, Jacob Marley.
Dead.
After this somber, quiet, very human moment, we slip easily into familiar Scrooge territory.
A Merry Christmas, Uncle Scrooge. God save you.
Bah! Humbug!
But despite all the bah humbugging and various dressings down of Bob Cratchit and really anyone in Scrooge's path, that initial tone of a very human Scrooge, not a crab or a crank or an absolutely lost soul, lingers, alongside a second, equally subtle shift in the working reality. What if, Pinard suggested to his wife, we and Scrooge weren't exactly sure this was all happening?
I asked her specifically to think about one line that always resonated with me from the story, an undigested bit of beef. And I always thought that emphasizing kind of the bad dream, the nightmarish aspects of it, that sensation that Scrooge is kind of out of control and not certain what is real and what isn't.
Why do you doubt your senses?
Because a little thing affects them. A slight disorder of the stomach distorts them. You may be an undigested bit of beef.
We want the audience to kind of be uncertain whether this is actually happening to Scrooge, he's actually seeing these ghosts, or if it is all really inside his fevered, tortured mind.
There's more of gravy than of grave about you. What?
Mercy! Mercy! Dreadful apparition! Why do you trouble me?
The original story is very dark. It was a ghost story. It wasn't a Christmas story. It was a ghost story.
Spirits, show me no more! Conduct me home! Why do you like to torture me?
And we all come round to the end, and we feel like we've made this journey of redemption with Scrooge, and we wrote a song that kind of wraps it in at the end and kind of helps to go one step beyond and include the audience into the world.
After the play, I asked the actor Eric Hodges for some insight into his very human portrayal of Scrooge.
I think a big part of Scrooge's arc, the way I've seen it, always preferred to see it, is that he would have changed all of this years ago if he could have. He's just had too many outside influences that wouldn't let him. This is a golden opportunity. I don't know if he realizes that at first.
For Hodges, the psychological distance between the miserable Scrooge at the beginning and the rejuvenated Scrooge at the end is slight. Yes, it takes three ghosts to get him where he needs to be, but the idea here is that redemption is closer to hand than you think.
It's all about redemption. That's why people love this story so much. It's also a chance to learn something about yourself. You can choose to wear those chains all your life, or you can strip them away. It's a great message.
Dead.
A great message in an old story with a subtle twist. For NHBR, I'm Sean Hurley.